Digital Marketer. Today, we're live at Traffic and Conversion Summit 2019 in San Diego with your host, Garrett Holmes, and Ryan Levesque.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to the show. Oh man, what an experience Traffic and Conversion Summit has been. We've seen some amazing speakers. Last night we had Rachel Hollis. The night before we had Richard Branson. But there has just been so much tactical, actionable content here at the summit. And it's funny because we decided to say, okay, if somebody packs their schedule here at Traffic and Conversion Summit to the brim, where they go to every session that they possibly can, they can still only make it to 8% of the entirety of the sessions. That just blew my mind that, you know, you can pack your schedule, there's that much content. So it's just been so cool to see all the speakers get together, to see all the attendees get together. It's been a whole lot of fun. I've been downstairs, as you'll hear in the next coming weeks. I've been interviewing some amazing people. Dave Rogenmoser from Proof, Scott DeGrossier from Wicked Reports, Daniel Harmon from the Harmon Brothers. I mean, we've done some amazing interviews down there, and I can't wait for you all to hear them in the coming weeks. It has been such an amazing year here at TNC. There have been so many big takeaways, but the one that has been sticking with me the most is the fact that in 2019, this will be the first year that digital ad spend surpasses traditional marketing spend. I mean, we're talking about fully legitimizing digital marketing as the leader in marketing throughout the world. So this is a crazy tipping point for us as digital marketers. And being here at Traffic Conversion Summit and kind of being amongst family, it really has felt like a tight-knit group. And I was talking to some people last night at the marketers ball after the events, and it really felt like we were all home. This was the year where it all just kind of like came to a head, and it's like, okay, we're ready to take on the world with digital marketing, and that's like the new norm. So it's just really cool to see Ryan start off the event by talking about that, and then that just echoes through the entire event and gets people so excited about what's to come in 2019. It's going to be a hell of a year, and I couldn't be more honored to be a part of this community. But for now, we've got an awesome interview that we captured on site, live, just so random. I was walking past the podcast booth, and there's Ryan Levesque sitting there with Darren, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. So we hopped in the booth, recorded this short and sweet little episode, but I tell you what, this is super actionable. And I was just sitting there looking at Darren, like mind blown as he was going through this stuff. So he's going to be talking about quiz funnels. And if you don't know what a quiz funnel is, you're going to want to write this down. So enough of me. Without further ado, Ryan Levesque. All right, everybody. I'm here joined live at Traffic and Conversion Summit. Well, I guess you're not listening to this live, but live enough. Ryan Levesque is sitting right in front of me, and we're going to be talking about some cool things called quiz funnels. Yes. Ryan, how are you?
Garrett, it's awesome to be here, man. Super excited to be talking with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here in our little makeshift podcast studio. Maybe I'll post a picture to the site because it's actually really cool.
Darren, it's so fancy.
Darren
it is
did
so
a
posh.
Really awesome job with this. So cool. So quiz funnels.
Yes.
Let's start with the basics. What the hell is a quiz funnel?
A quiz funnel is a funnel that is a top of funnel strategy where you have a quiz on the front end of your funnel to drive leads in. And on the back of that quiz, on the outcome, you are selling something. You're either selling a product, you're driving people to a webinar, you're driving people into a video sales letter or a written sales letter designed to sell your product. And quizzes work incredibly well because they tap into the psychology of self-discovery. It doesn't matter what market you're in, whether you're in the golf market, the weight loss market, if you sell B2B, B2C, the thing that your market cares about more than anything else in the world is me, myself, and I.
No doubt.
So if you can teach people something about themselves, if you can offer that promise of self-discovery, it's a universal, incredibly compelling psychological hook that any business can use.
Yeah. So is this something that, you know, you send out to cold traffic? Is this something that you put right on the forefront of your website? Like, where does this live, and how do people find it?
So this is a strategy that you can use with virtually any traffic source.
Okay.
So you can use it with endorsed traffic if you're selling through affiliates or joint venture partners. You can use it with your own email list or your own audience, but it's arguably most powerful as an acquisition strategy on cold traffic, specifically using Facebook advertising and Google advertising.
Yeah.
And some of the numbers that I like to share with people is we've done this in 23 different markets, generated over 4.2 million email subscribers using quizzes alone. And on the back of those leads generated over $130 million in revenue. That's a big question people always ask. They say, do quiz funnels yield worthless leads or do they actually yield buyers?
Yeah.
And the answer is they can yield some of your most engaged, interested buyers because you're taking people down this path that allows you to customize your messaging based on a person's answers to the quiz.
So quizzes as I know them, I'm from the publishing industry, so a lot of stupid quizzes, you know, like blind, colorblind vision tests and all these, you know, silly. What I think the worst one I saw was, which Disney princess as a cold cup of water are you? And I'm like, they're just going crazy with them. So anyways, applying these to your business, how do you come up with a concept that actually works to drive those qualified leads that isn't just a random quiz that goes out there and tells somebody what Disney princess they are?
So there's a framework I teach, and quizzes have three parts: attract, diagnose, prescribe. So the attraction piece is you need a hook on the front end that's compelling, where people are excited to take it. The questions in the quiz are designed to diagnose someone's situation, so in your outcome, you can prescribe the right solution for them. Now, in that prescription phase, you actually want to start with that. You want to start with your offer. The big mistake people make is they say, I'm going to come up with a really interesting, fun, creative, funny quiz, but it has no tie into your product. You start with your product. And then there's a framework I teach that's called Band-Aid Cure.
Okay.
Band-Aid Cure works like this. So if you think about, if you got your little kids, or you can think about when you were a little kiddo, you know, your little kiddo's riding a bike outside, riding the bike, falls on her knees, skins her knee. She runs inside. And what does she say? She says, Mommy, I need a
Band-Aid,
right?
Yep.
Now, Mommy, Daddy, we know the Band-Aid isn't going to make her knee feel better, but you have to meet the child where they're at before you can say, honey, we need to put an ice pack on it, or honey, we need to give you a little bit of Tylenol. So the quiz framework works like this. The Band-Aid is the result of the quiz that you deliver to people for free. It's the thing they think they need. But on the back of the quiz, what you sell people is the cure. The thing you know they actually need. So the quiz takes people down this path to give them the right Band-Aid for them, and then you make this pivot and transition and say, here's your Band-Aid, but if you really want to solve your problem, if you really want to get your results, let me tell you a little bit about this cure.
That's really smart. I never really thought about it that way. It's kind of like, not a bait and switch, but it's really setting it up. People think they know everything.
Absolutely. The old adage, you sell people what they want, you give them what they need.
Oh, brilliant. So there's three types of quizzes that you've mentioned before.
Yes.
Can you kind of break down those types of quizzes and maybe a few examples of each?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest questions people always ask is, okay, that attract phase, how do you build a quiz that's going to attract qualified leads and buyers? How do you come up with that hook that has the potential to go viral? There's two ingredients. First is your quiz topic. Second is the quiz framework. Topic is going to be related to your niche. So is your quiz about playing doubles tennis? Is it about losing weight? Is it about hair loss? What is your quiz about? That's the first thing. Second thing, and that's going to be unique to your niche. The second thing is that quiz framework. And what we found is that there are only three frameworks that you want to focus on. These are universal and they work in virtually every market. So three frameworks are as follows. First one is what we call a type quiz. Type quiz is where you're diagnosing what type someone is so you can put them into different buckets. So we've seen this before. The classic example of this is on those time-wasting BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yep, yep.
What type of Disney character
are
you?
Yeah,
the
Disney princess.
Exactly, you know? And the reason why, BuzzFeed recently put out an infographic where they revealed the three-word phrases that generated the most virality. So three-word phrases in their headlines that were more successful than anything else. Their number one strategy was this: character are you. That is BuzzFeed's single most successful strategy for generating traffic. So how do you tap into that and actually use it to create a list of buyers who want to buy your product? Well, you put people into different buckets. And so examples that we've seen are like the StrengthsFinders test, Sally Hogshead's fascination assessments, the fascination advantage, things like the Myers-Briggs or the Colby or the Enneagram. And most of us have at some point in our lives taken or at least seen one of these assessments. And they're compelling because we want to know our type. So that's the first framework. Second is what we call a killer framework. Okay. Now, killer is all about identifying what mistakes people are making in an area of their life. Why does that work so well? Well, fear of loss is infinitely more powerful than the promise of gain. People are more afraid to mess something up or make a mistake than they are to get something new. Classic example I always use is people don't want to know how to raise well-adjusted children as much as they want to know what mistakes to avoid that are going to screw up your kid for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's a much more compelling promise.
Absolutely.
Right? So killer is the second framework.
Okay.
Third framework is what we call a score framework. Now, score taps into the psychology that we had as children where we equated our self-worth with our grades in school. And for many of us as adults, we still carry labels that we had as children with us into adulthood. So we say, I was an A student growing up, or I was a B student, or C student, or D student. And we have these labels that we still
define us.
Yeah. Exactly. And in many ways, they still influence us. So the score framework works because people are fascinated to identify what their score is relative to their peers. Mm-hmm. Right? This is comparisonitis or comparitis, or what your score is relative to what you should be. So classic example of this, the real age test. It's a test that identifies how old your body is relative to your calendar age. Your driver's license, your birth certificate might say that you're 45 years old, but how old's your body?
Yeah.
Is it the body of a 45-year-old, a 35-year-old, or gosh, a 55-year-old?
Uh-huh.
Take this assessment to find out. Now that assessment right there, we've talked about this already.
Yeah, I've taken it.
40 million people have taken that assessment. And I always tell people, I say, imagine that you log into your CRM, whether it's HubSpot, Keep, Infusionsoft, if it's Meripost, ConvertKit, whatever. Just imagine logging into your dashboard and seeing the number, 40 million people.
Be pretty great.
It'd be pretty great, right? You know, so even a fraction of that, even 1%, 400,000 or 0.1%, 40,000 names, you see the potential that a quiz like this has to offer.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Ryan, I know we're short on time. This was short and sweet, but thank you so much for joining us. One last question.
Sure.
Where can people learn more about you and what you've got going on?
Well, I got so much results with quizzes that I decided to invest in a company called Bucket.io, which is the tool I always recommend, the technology for building one of these quizzes. You can learn more about what we're up to at Bucket.io.
All right. There you have it. Live from the floor at TNC. As always, it's me, Garrett, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, DM listeners, if you're running a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special, listen up, because Digital Marketer just released our Canva Holiday Promo Pack. It includes almost 200 templates that you can use to make the graphics for all your upcoming holiday specials and three unique design themes for each holiday. The Promo Pack is usually $27, but you can get it today for free. Check the show notes for the link to download, or you can go directly to digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates. That's digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates.